The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
You're listening to Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Raider Nation, what is going on? Eddie Pascal here back at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center. And thank you for joining us for another episode of Upon Further Review brought to you by the good folks at Coors Light. And my friends, by the time this hits your pod feed, we'll call it Thursday afternoon-ish, school is officially out for summer. The Las Vegas Raiders have finished up in totality now their off-season workout program, OTAs, mini camp, all that good stuff, officially in the rearview mirror. So we will say goodbye to your 90 favorite dudes for, let's call it a little month and a half. We'll see them in late July when they check back for training camp. But a lot of good work done over the course of the off-season workout program, which we'll touch on in a little bit. But all the same, we have now entered another phase of the off-season. I like to call this the waiting. It's a beautiful time, really, because if you think about it, what we've accomplished over the past couple months, right? Season ends, and then it feels like 2 weeks later, we are at the combine. Combine goes into free agency, the free agency into the draft, draft into the offseason program. And now we kind of sit back, relax, take stock of everything that we have done, learned, and experienced over the past couple months, and chill out for a little bit. It's summer vacation, baby. We all need a little break. I need a little break. You need a little break. The players in that locker room certainly need a little break before they come back ready to rock for the start of training camp 2023, which will be here before we know it. So we are now in kind of a fun little period. And because of that, obviously the shows that we do, you're stuck with us throughout the entirety of the summer. They'll be a little bit different, right? We're going to, you know, go off the beaten path a little bit. That's, you know, one of the beautiful parts about this time of the year is that we can bring you some unique guests. We can bring you some fun guests. Well, obviously, we'll tie it back to the silver and black, as we always do. But this is a good chance for us to kind of experiment, to do different kinds of shows and to have conversations with folks that, you know, candidly, we probably can't have during week seven of the NFL season. But we will get to all that in a minute. I promise. But we begin, as we always do, with our transactions brought to you by Shift4 Payments. And only one transaction this week, a singular one. And yesterday, as we record this on a Thursday, so that means it was June 14th, the Las Vegas Raiders signed tight end Michael Mayer. The big dog tight end out of Notre Dame is officially official. The rookie contract has been signed. And according to my calculations, admittedly rushed calculations, that means the entirety of the Raiders rookie class, excluding Jacorian Bennett, has now officially put pen to paper. And again, really no reason to be alarmed about the fact that Jacorian hasn't signed. As we see, it just kind of goes throughout the process of guys putting pen to paper, rookies in particular, inking their new deal. So just a small bit of business for your Las Vegas Raiders as the big dog tight end, as I said, from Notre Dame, officially signed and is a very, very rich man now. So congratulations to Michael Mayer and the Mayer family. Okay, business out of the way. And as I said, we can now kind of find ourselves in a unique period, right? A unique space, where we can look ahead, certainly to the start of training camp, and I know that all of you guys, myself included, are doing that, right? We're looking ahead to camp, but we can also kind of look back now, right? This next, call it 6-7 weeks, whatever it ends up being, is a great time for reflection, a great chance to kind of take stock of what we learned throughout the off-season program. And really, my apologies, before I dive into this diatribe, we, as I said, do things a little differently now during this portion of the year. Players are out of the building. So, in fact, this week, we are going to run an interview. I'll throw it up in just a few minutes here. But it's actually going to be an interview from Content Day that Silver and Black Productions put on. An incredible feast of content, really. So, in just a few minutes, we're going to play an interview that our friend Q Myers EA, Eric Allen, and JT the Brick did from Content Day, sat down with Jacoby Myers, and Jacoby was fantastic. Big shout out to Jacoby. Quickly skyrocketing up the power rankings of fun guys to have a conversation with. But Jacoby touches on a lot of things. Relationship with Josh McDaniels, learning this very intricate system, some throwback memories of playing ball with his brothers, and so much more. So make sure you stick around for that. JT, EA, and the crew did a fantastic job. Make sure you stay around for that. But as I said, before we get to Jacoby and all that good stuff, we're in a point of reflection now, right? So I kind of look, and as we are kind of at this line of demarcation, I look at, okay, what have we learned? We haven't learned everything, right? There's no anticipation, no expectation, I should say, that we are going to know exactly who and what your 2023 Raiders are in the middle of June. Ain't happening. But we have learned some real concrete things about what this group is going to be in 2023. And really, I look at this and I say, what have I learned? And I've learned my biggest takeaway from the past couple months. And granted, yes, I was out of the building for a month doing the dad thing. But in reading and watching and listening and hearing these guys talk at the podium and reading all the incredible stories on Raiders.com and watching the videos, Behind the Shield, all that good stuff. My big takeaway is that going into 2023, there is a deeper, more comprehensive understanding across the board for your Raiders. Right, you go back to a year ago, 2022, and everything is new. Right, Josh McDaniels, Dave Ziegler in the house, trying to put their marks on this franchise, bringing in their guys, guys that fit what they want, guys that are here already. I'm looking at the Max Crosbys, the Hunter Renfros, those types of dudes. How do they, and they're adjusting as well to what Dave and Josh want. Right, it's just a year of change, and that is every year one for a regime in the NFL and really in professional sports. So now we shift ahead to year two. And as I said, in hearing guys talk at the podium, in understanding, kind of reading between the lines of what we're seeing and what we're hearing, there's just a better understanding, right? The offensive line knows a little bit better what Josh McDaniels wants them to do. We heard from Jermaine Illuminor last week, and he said, really, in going into year two now, year one was just figuring it out. Understanding how do we do this? How do we work as one cohesive group? How can we do this and just really get from A to B? Now, year two is like, how can we get from A to B? How can we do it in a variety of different ways? And how can we do it consistently? How can we do it 99 times out of 100? How can we run this play to perfection 99% of the time? Instead of kind of, okay, let's look at Andre. What's the check? What are we doing? No. That ship has sailed. In the best possible way. So now it's consistency, it's understanding the nuances of this offense, and it's really going from, let's say, driving in the carpool lane, right? You feel good, you're cruising by everyone, to hitting the autobahn, baby. Let's go. I don't even know what you put in cars, since I'm not a big car guy. Some NAS. That's my Fast X reference, really. I mean, pretty much everything I know about cars I've learned from Vin Diesel. But I would say put some NAS in the engine and vroom vroom, let's go. But you guys get what I'm saying. We're going from cruising 65 and feeling good and the wind's in our hair to like, okay, put the seatbelt on. We're rocking and rolling. And so really, I mean, and using the offensive line as a bit of a microcosm there, right? I think we can look at them, but kind of expand that out to the offense as a whole, right? You look at Jimmy Garoppolo, a guy who is incredibly familiar with Josh McDaniels' system, what Josh McDaniels wants out of a quarterback, what Josh McDaniels wants out of a play caller, a leader, an offense in kind of totality, right? Jimmy knows that. Jimmy gets that. And yes, this is Jimmy's first year in the desert, but it is not his first year with Josh McDaniels. And there will be a learning curve, as there always is with new players and new places. But the level of knowledge, the wealth of knowledge that Jimmy is going to bring not only to this, to the quarterback room, but the offense is going to be really, really fun to watch. But defensively, same deal, right? You look at Max Crosby from a year ago, the unquestioned leader of this defense, and he's learning what Patrick Graham wants. He's trying to understand, how can I be the best version of Max for Pat Graham and these position coaches? How can I mold what I do to be the best version of myself for this scheme? Well, now we're a year into it, right? Max is a year smarter. Nate Hobbs is a year smarter. Trayvon Merrick is a year smarter. Chandler Jones, who came on really, really aggressively towards the tail end of last year, We saw the Chandler that we had been expecting the entire season. He's a year smarter. So I think for me, what have I learned from this past couple months? I've learned that the Raiders are going to be at a better place just in terms of the understanding of everything when they step on that football field, right? And people are going to say, oh, you know, player X looks incredible and player Y is dominating in OTAs, blah, blah, blah. That's great. And I'm not here to poo-poo that, right? I'm not here to look down on anyone. But I cannot tell you how many times we call them the offseason all-stars, right? Where a guy is explosive, dramatic, the best thing we've ever seen, running around in shorts with a helmet on, right? There's no pads. There's no contact. Even at minicamp, right, we're not seeing these dudes. Yeah, we're seeing them go full effort, right? We're seeing, we're seeing that effort. We're seeing that exertion, all that good stuff. But we're not seeing anyone go to the ground. And you don't need to admit, I'm not advocating for that. I'm just simply saying we have seen year after year, and the Raiders are not the only team that this happens to, right? Across the board, you follow NFL beat writers, and God knows I follow a lot of them. It happens every single offseason. Wide receiver X is going to be a dynamic, explosive piece in Team X's offense. And then you look ahead to week two, and the guy's sitting on the practice squad. He's on a different team. He's playing in Canada, wherever it is, right? It's just the nature of the beast. So I don't put a ton of stock into, you know, player X is dominating, player Y is winning his one-on-ones. I, at this point of the year, just want to see comprehension. I want to see understanding. I want to see comfort. And we have seen that so far for the 2023 Raiders. And it wasn't perfect, right? As I said, no expectation that it was going to be perfect. But we have seen, in my opinion, a deeper, more comprehensive understanding of what Coach Josh McDaniels, Patrick Graham, Mick Lombardi, the entire staff is looking for. And I'm excited to see kind of how that translates when the guys report back to work here. And like I said, 6, 7, 8 weeks, whatever it is. As I said, though, school's out for summer, right? It's a great time of the year. Fantastic time of the year. So really, what are we looking for between now and then? And then being report date for training camp? Really? Stay out of trouble. Stay in shape. Stay healthy. Get your mind where it's got to be. Go on vacation. Sit on the beach. Read a few books. Because when we know when this team reports back, and as I said, later this summer, there's no time to ease in to training camp. You're going to get here, and these guys are going to go to work because the AFC West is incredibly competitive this year, as it always seems to be. And there's going to be no time to kind of ramp up and figure it out over the first 2, 3, 4 weeks of camp and into the preseason. So really, that is my goal, right? That is what I want to see over the course of the summer. Guys staying healthy, guys staying safe, and when they get ready to report here on day one, they are ready to rock, locked in mentally, physically, emotionally for the marathon that is going to be the 2023 season. But a guy who we are excited to see in 2023, I talked about him off the top, Jacoby Myers, one of the newer members of the Silver and Black. And as I said, he sat down during content day with JT the Brick, Eric Allen, and our boy Q Myers from Raider Nation Radio 920 AM here in the desert. And it was just great to hear. Yeah, I think what's beautiful about content day, right, is if you haven't seen all the fantastic footage, I encourage you to go to Raiders.com, Raiders YouTube, all those fun places to check it out. But I think what's great about content day is you get to see kind of a different version of the players, right? There's a natural excitement. It's the first time a lot of them have gotten in full uniform in the silver and black. But it's a fun day. It's a really, really fun day. And I think that the conversations that are had during content day reflect that fun attitude, right? And it's not a day to slack off or to, you know, do anything like that. It's just a day of excitement. It's a day to understand, like, man, we are really getting close to doing this for real. Yeah, I know that it's June, but July is going to be here before we know it. Alrighty, so enjoy the conversation that our very own Eric Allen, JT the Brick, and your boy Q from Raider Nation Radio 920 AM here in Las Vegas did with Jacoby Myers.
wow, he just talked about you and you and him were developing together on the second team and your work ethic together. Now you got Jimmy Garoppolo here. Josh McDaniels is the head coach. How's the transition been for you?
It's been smooth, man. I feel like it's perfect because it's enough people that I do know and enough people that I don't know. So I get to rekindle with old friends, you know what I mean? I haven't seen them in it. And then also meet a bunch of the new guys. So the experience, yeah, we working hard too.
You gotta work hard.
At the same time, I'm getting to learn my teammates, and it's been real cool.
What has it been like at OTAs? Because you guys are working hard, and for me, from being able to watch from the sideline, it looks like you guys are moving around from station to station really quickly.
Are we running?
Yeah.
We're running, you know what I'm saying? But it's been cool, though, you know what I mean? Because we all in together. Mm-hmm. We all trying to get better. I feel like everybody bought in for the most part, so it's exciting.
Do you feel like you have your teacher's hat on, too, as you're going through? Are you conscious of, hey, I need to pick my pace up so the young guys understand what this practice needs to be about?
See, now I kind of look at it differently. I feel like these young guys, they come into the league so good now these days, you know, or they got so much talent just from watching older guys and watching highlight tapes. So
yeah.
I'm always watching them just to see what they bring, the fresh new, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm still a young guy.
For sure.
I feel like I can learn from anybody, young, old. You know what I mean? Black, white, don't matter who it is.
Yeah.
You name it, I'm paying attention. And if I can't help, I will help.
Right.
The system here, when you go four wide, EA knows we do the pregame together. I'm saying, I want to see him four wide, five wide. When you look over, Devontae's there, Hunter, Michael Mayer, whoever's there and looking down the line there. What is that like? And for you, a guy who was a number one option or number two, same thing here, to know you're going to get your share of balls, but you're going to run routes to get your teammates open.
Man, it's exciting. Honestly, I'll be watching practice like, geez, he know how to get open too. He can get open too. Like, it's real dope. So just, it's exciting, honestly, like you said, just a lot of guys who are good at their craft, you know, you can tell they put a lot of time in it. So I just got to go out there and put a lot of time into mine, be good at mine, and match the intensity. So it's fun. It's competitive.
You know, talking about the system, you recently said that Josh McDaniels is going to give you the answers to the test. You just got to accept it. So when was that moment for you when you understood that, hey, the answers are right in front of me?
I can tell you it wasn't my rookie year. You know what I mean? I could definitely tell you that one. You know, it was, I just knew I was going to do it my way. And that's probably why my rookie year went the way it went. You know, I spent a lot of time on the bench, a lot of time watching. But in those moments, I guess going into the next year, it kind of helped me that I got to watch that long. So I would say my second year in the league, I definitely picked it up a little bit more.
What do you do really well right now? And then what are the things that you need to work on? And who are you looking at to help you strengthen that part of your game that you need, you think needs work?
I would say something I do well. I feel like I know how to get open. You know what I mean?
How do you get? I'm a corner. I can cover, right? I know what you do best.
Yeah.
I'm looking at film.
Right.
If you like to stick me outside, inside, and go out, okay, I know that. I've worked all week at that in practice.
Right.
So when we get to the game, I know what you like to do. Right. So how are you going to get open?
See, that's the thing, though, with corners, though. Whether you watch me or not, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to do what's comfortable for you because you're playing backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all going to fall down into who you are as a player. So I feel like what helps me is knowing what kind of corner you are.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because if you sit in second or third move, you sit in second or third move.
Yeah.
You're going to always sit second or third move. You're not just going to get the game time and decide, you know what, I'm going to sit on the third move today. I've been always doing second. But this game, you're going to do what you do best, and I'm going to try to stay with that and make sure I'm paying attention to what it is. And if you switch it up, I'll try to be on that too.
So. Okay.
Yeah, we just saw some B-roll of you making some big catches and a couple of high point catches. What is that like in this system here? Because Devontae made some of the greatest we've seen last year. You can go up in double coverage and grab that high point catch. How much do you work on that?
That's all my life, you know. Yeah. Before I even knew I was going to play football, I got brothers, so we'll be outside. You already know what time it is. Yeah. I'm outside. Yeah. We playing Moss, Jackpot, you name it. Like, we out there. We trying to dunk on each other. So I guess that's just something I've been in training for and not even realizing it.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? That is awesome. I'm seeing if you guys are going to line up. I'm seeing
he
that.
Almost
that's what I'm saying. I can see it.
I'm leaning back. He don't want to lean back. I'm always running. You know what I mean? So
I'm just soft press right now, you know.
Hey, so that's what he's going to do. Because I like teeing you up, you know that. Tell him how many career INTs you had.
Around 54.
54.
Yeah, 54. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm still a show me guy.
Yeah,
I'm a show me guy. I got to see it.
Yeah, for sure. Who's the toughest guy you went up against in the league so far?
Ooh, my rookie year, I would say Steph.
Okay.
That's probably,
yeah.
Because that was just a learning experience, definitely a humbling experience. You know, somebody who's smart, athletic, and then not going to say nothing after they beat you. I'm like, say something. Like, get me going.
Right.
But nah, he beat you straight up, dude. Got talent, man. Uh-huh. So that was something. And I was kind of doing a lot of scout team reps at that time. So I'll be going against him any chance I can.
Yeah.
Like, who did he? I got it.
Do you talk on the field? Do you?
I used to, but I don't learn. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm paying attention, like I said. Right. So just, a lot of guys who I look up to were quiet players who just did their job. So I kind of try to take that mold on.
Take that mold.
What do you think of Vegas now? Before coming to Raider, coming out here with your guys, getting a quick trip in, weekend, now that you're going to be here, living here, setting down some roots, what's jumped out at you at Vegas so far?
Man, Vegas is beautiful, honestly. Yeah. I only thought it was a strip, being from the East Coast. I'm like, you go to Vegas, you're going to gamble, you're going to do something you ain't supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? But, it's nice family life out here. They got nice parks, you know what I mean? It's goals outside. The weather nice until the summer.
Yeah.
Until the summer. But nah, it's just real cool, man. You can do whatever you want, and that's why I like Vegas a lot. Like, it's really your world, and you just got to decide how you want to live it. So.
Yeah. Well, but you got this beautiful facility, you know, so when it is hot out, you can come in here. And how cool is this facility? Like I said, you came here last year, obviously, but just being here, how nice is this for you to know this is your home?
Nah, it's futuristic here, man.
I like that.
They
futuristic.
Really,
I got that. Yeah.
They really put their money into it, and you can tell that they care about the players here. You know, just you don't do all this and not care about the players. The training staff nice, the locker room guys nice. It's perfect, honestly. So they give you all the reasons to be good. It's my job as a player to go out there and be good. So I got to take advantage of all my resources and use them to the best of my ability.
Well, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. We know you got a busy day coming up after Brian, but have a great and healthy year. Thanks for coming
on. Appreciate that. Thank you.
And a big shout out to not only Jacoby, but our guys, man. Q Myers, JT, and EA, they do a fantastic job, man. It is anytime that we have those dudes in the building, a breath of fresh air, some good energy. And I hope that came off during their interview. But speaking of that interview, you can go to Raiders.com, Raiders YouTube, wherever you get your Raiders content, to ingest all of the fantastic interviews, the conversations, the behind-the-scenes content that Silver and Black Productions acquired during content day. So get on over to Raiders.com or wherever you get your Raiders news under the Raiders umbrella, of course. But before we get out of here, it is summer. Like I said, it's heating up here in Vegas just appropriately. It's actually been quite lovely here, if I do say so myself. But all the same, we got to crack a few ice cold bruchachos before I hit the dusty trail. And man, if you've been, if you're living in Vegas, if you are anywhere in Southern Nevada, Northern Nevada, anywhere in the, what are we, the Silver State, Ray? What is that? The Silver State per Ray? Man, it is hard to go 2 feet without seeing someone wearing Vegas Golden Knights gear for very good reason. They are your Stanley Cup champions for 2023. Round of applause, Ray, for that. Fantastic. So today, we are cracking, I mean, they're hockey guys, so I feel like we can't crack one. Can we crack a keg? We're going to crack a keg for the Vegas Golden Knights, man. An incredible story here in the desert. An incredible group of guys, man. A lot of poetic justice, I think, in their win this year. And admittedly, as not a huge hockey guy, like, I'll be the first person to admit that I am the classic, I'll see the games if they're on national TV, but catch me in the playoffs kind of hockey fan. Man, it was so much fun watching the Knights do their thing this year, man. Such a blast. An incredible team, a physical team, a big, tough, badass group of dudes who are now hoisting the Stanley Cup really all around this city. I mean, shoot, they've probably hit every club here in Vegas. They've probably gone to every 5-star restaurant here in Vegas. The party for them is just getting started because their parade is this Saturday, I believe, Saturday night on the Strip. So, whew, man. It is going to be a blast, but major shout out to the Golden Knights for doing their thing, man. Very, very cool. So cool for the city. And I tell the story all the time, man. When the boss and I first moved to Las Vegas in March of 2020, the biggest takeaway that I had in really those first, let's call them like 2-3 weeks, because I've told the story a million times. We got here on like a Tuesday, and then on Thursday, the state shut down. So I wasn't going anywhere, right? But in just walking around my neighborhood, you know, this was the peak of let's walk to the park, let's do whatever we got to do to get out of the house a little bit. And I tell the story all the time. My biggest takeaway from that bizarro world time, I could not get over how many Vegas Golden Knights flags that I saw waving, the lawn banners. I don't know what the technical term is, but you know, the little signs that people have that they put in the lawn with the logo on it, the amount of license plates. I mean, I was blown away by how big of a deal the Vegas Golden Knights were here. And for good reason. For really, really good reason. And so for to kind of have them have their moment in the sun now, to see how much it means to all the people that are from here, that live here, it was really, really cool. I had a friend of mine, and he's been in Vegas, gosh, for almost 20 years now, and he posted on Instagram after they won a really long, heartfelt, you know, post about just how much this meant to him and all of his friends and, you know, the fact that, you know, I think the one thing that really kind of stood out to me, he goes, you know, I'm like a lot of people, right? I'm a transplant, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, but when the Knights came, the conversations at the bar went from like, oh, what team do you root for? To, oh, did you see that the Knights won last night? Or, oh, are the Knights playing tomorrow? Or can you believe that X, Y, and Z happened? And it just really, it showed me, right? And we've talked about this a ton. I think it's one of the great things about sports and one of the reason all of us love doing what we do. Sports brings people together, right? It brings communities together. It brings people together from all walks of life, folks that not necessarily would be hanging out with one another outside of having this common bond. But what the Knights have done is awesome. Tip of the hat to them. And we're cracking not only a single ice cold Coors Light, we're going to crack it. We're going to crack a keg. We're going to crack a keg to all those guys. And man, incredibly well done. So speaking of kegs and beers and all that kind of stuff, what's on deck for us for the next, 8 weeks, right? Well, as I said, we get to have a little fun during summer. No guys are here in the building, so the guests will be different. The show will change a little bit, but all the same, we are going to be doing our, we're going to be cracking our six packs of questions surrounding your 2023 Raiders. We will be doing that in the next couple weeks. We go offense, we go defense, we go special teams. We break it all down. We answer the burning questions. So if you guys have any questions, holler at your boy at 80 Pascal on Twitter. Get at me in some way, shape, or form. And when we go and we do those six packs, we will. I'll do my best to get a few fan ones in there too. But like I said, we get to have a lot of fun over the next couple weeks. We're going to all go on vacation. We're going to get out of Dodge. We're going to, you know, do all the fun stuff, fun in the sun. It's going to be great. I cannot wait because, like I said, before you know it, and I do this every year, it sneaks up on me every single year. I'm going to wake up and be like, oh, man, we got practice today. And we got practice tomorrow. And we got practice the next day. And we got a preseason game in 6 days. It happens every single year. It is the best. I love it. But we have to enjoy this time right now. And I have every intention of doing just that. So we will see you guys next week, same time, same place, for our first summer edition of the show. But before that, a big thank you to Jacoby Myers, a big thank you to EA, JT, and our boy Q for facilitating that superb interview. Big shout out to my guy Ray behind the glass on the ones and twos. And a big thank you to everyone else at Silver and Black Productions, who helps keep our little program afloat. Enjoy the sun. Enjoy the summer. If you are going to the VGK parade this weekend, please, please, please be safe. Drink a lot of water. It's going to be hot out there, but enjoy every single second of it. And we will see you guys next week, same time, same place, for our first summer edition of Upon Further Review.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Upon Further Review, presented by Coors Light on the official Raiders Podcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.